Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Your official station to talk Giants. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Inside the 8 o'clock hour on The Fan in New York. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, back in the saddle. Figuring it out. I mean, I'm thinking about the Mets and the Yankees, and if I'm giving you my honest thoughts, opinion, and take, as I always do, I think we're looking at two wild card teams. I don't think either one of these teams right now on paper is the outright favorite to win the division. And I know it doesn't matter who the favorite is or what Baseball Reference thinks or what any of these writers think, but I think a lot of what we think has changed in a matter of just spring training. 877-337-6666. Josh is in the Bronx. Josh, you're on the Fan.
I'm telling you, Mr. McPherson, first of all, happy Resurrection Week and everything like that going into this weekend, sir, because the baseball season starts just like you want. Everything's going to go down for real and everything. And like you say, man, we're going to have a ride up and down. And at the end, we hope that we're all there, Yankees and Mets fans, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Great show as always, Keith. Let's roll.
It's awesome, baby. Josh with the Dickie V voice. Wherever Dickie V is, I hope he's good. But yeah, Resurrection Week. We're back. We're back to baseball. You guys care about baseball. You listen to The Fan. I know you care about baseball. Right? You live your life based off of first pitch. That's why you're already plotting on Yankee Stadium next week and Citi Field maybe Friday, maybe not Thursday. And we all can't wait. We all can't wait to see these games and have actual games to talk about and not hearsay and not glorified expedition, glorified exhibition, which is what spring training is. Ross in Bergen County, back on the Fan with KM. What up?
Hey, what's up, Keith? It's been a minute with all this travel and all. I actually wasn't able to call your last couple shows before the trip you took, and either way, how's it going, man?
Good, yeah. Back at it. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for holding.
No problem. Well, this is like your last crack before a while because, the Yankees coming back in the March Madness too, right?
Oh, yeah. These five-hour shows are pretty much done once we get into baseball. And, even last week before I went out, I didn't book too many guests because I'm like, I'm not going to get this much time before midnight. Like, once the Yankees start, my show is going to be coming on. I might have an hour every night before midnight that people will hear me. So I try to take the opportunity and make the most of it.
Yeah, you start hearing that countdown right before John and Susan and, you telling John something cool and all that. You sacrifice the KM to AMs, but you see the sun out at 7:30 and, better times ahead.
Yeah, and I'll be at the game. Yep, I'll be at the game.
You called fall the most wonderful time of the year. I mean, this is pretty close. We got football. We got hockey, basketball. We got football. We got the draft coming up. Hockey, basketball, in the home stretch. And obviously opening day, nothing beats it. With the games on 3 o'clock, you got everything, MLB TV, nothing beats it. But, anyway, you brought up a couple things on the table. I'll start off with this. So, Tani, I'm in lockstep with you. I'll start off with this. I've never been the biggest fan of Ohtani straight off the bat, and I know that's contrary to a lot of people's opinion. I just think there was a lot more to the pop in circumstance. Oh, look at the revealing the dog and the wife out of nowhere. I think you brought up too, revealing the teams is just such like a giant crime, no pun intended now with the IFA and all that. A team got revealed to be in talks and they got shot down immediately. I mean, what's there to that? I mean, the thing with the Blue Jays with John Morosi, that became a whole big deal, and he signed the next day, kind of like, you know, the Trevor Bauer being a Bob Nightingale, he's a Met, and then the next day he's a Dodger, he puts out the video. I just thought the whole secrecy thing was kind of suspicious from the get-go. And now this right out of the gates, and by the way, talk about, you know, side note, this, we talk about LOL Mets and all that. If it weren't for that 2020 COVID ring, the Mickey Mouse ring, the Dodgers won with the 60-game season, they'd be just as bad as us, if not worse. You look at as bad of a start to Ohtani, one game in with the allegations. For Christ's sakes, they showed him laughing it up with it with the translators
in
the ninth inning of the first game. And then you follow that up with Yamamoto doesn't even get to the second inning. So,
it's all about perception. It's all about how the teams are covered and perceived. They're a joke, too, right? They won 111 games.
They might be worse than us.
And they lost to their division rival and had nothing.
They have a job for life.
They keep spending money and spending money and spending money. Add up their payrolls over the years. What they've won the 60-game season ring. Okay.
Dude, that's the worst championship of my life. And I think I brought this up to you before. Because if it weren't for that Mickey Mouse crap, they'd be right there. They'd be in lockstep with us. But there's that crowd of people like Cat, those 2020 rings is legit. So they're going to overshadow their year after year.
And they have had a string of bad luck, injuries, and bad press as well. But because I love L.A. and they're the Dodgers and, you know, they have a huge fan base or whatever, people just they keep rolling through it. Like, whatever. On to the next.
Listen, with Ohtani, too, another thing goes you know, I was just never a big fan of the – and listen, I'm saying like he's going somewhere, like he's getting Pete Rose. Like you said, he could be as guilty as charged. He's still going to suit up 2 days from now. I mean, they're not like – he's like he's a golden boy, he's a unicorn. And that's kind of the thing, too.
I don't think he's going to get suspended at all. It's going to have to be something with the IRS, FBI, something bigger than we realize. And there's another angle to it, and I mean, we'll get back to it. We'll talk about it all night. You think the Japanese aren't also trying to protect their guy?
Well,
of course they are.
That's
so you've got Major League Baseball and the Japanese government and whoever he was dealing with. They're not. This guy is too powerful. He's too important. They're not going to.
He's on a mantle of his own.
Yeah.
He's on an MLB. That's kind of the thing I've kind of been turned off with since he got into the league. He's not an MLB player. He's on his own mantle. I mean, when he came to Citi Field, and for good reason, obviously. He's a moneymaker. I'm like, you know, an international stage. I'm like Senga. Senga's been dealing the whole year, and the 3 games Ohtani's here is the day we see the Japanese cat food ads and everything, and for good reason. But you see Senga, the great player, he was Yoshida, and there's only one Japanese player in the league that's getting all this traction. And, you know, you look at when he signed with all these years with the Angels, the second he threw a pitch on the mound and looked at a pitch in the batter's box, that automatically took MVP caliber players off 14 teams in the league, because just the notion of him being a at worst a really good pitcher and hitter, I don't see that as growing the game. Because now, not only that, but I saw a couple of years ago the Giants drafted a quote unquote 2-way player. Now in Triple A, you're seeing guys like Charlie Culberson and a familiar name to Yankee fans, Ronald Guzman, hit 3 homers in his debut, are trying to turn into pitchers because of their failed hitting careers, and they're making asses out of themselves. I don't see how this is growing the game, because he's essentially a one-man player. And you could say the same about the NBA. You know, the minute Giannis or Jokic laces up a pair of sneakers, they're automatically going to win the MVP. I disagree with that, because there's still some parity to it. You see, they forced Embiid into the conversation, guys like SGA and Doncic in the conversation. And, you know, that they have 2 MVPs in baseball, so you get 15 teams got a crack at it. But I just think, look, Lindor, as long as Ohtani's still playing, if he doesn't get cracked down with the suspension, I don't think he will. Lindor's never going to win another MVP. Harper's not going to win another one. Hell, even Betts, Freeman, Betts might, the hitter he is. Freeman's probably not going to tie Tatis. I mean,
Ronald Acuna Jr., he's going to give you 40-70. He's going to run away with it.
Aaron Judge had to break a record that stood 100-plus years.
Yeah, glad.
And there was still a 50-50 conversation.
Glad Ohtani is out of the American League. Thanks for the call, Ross. Yeah, I mean, if there actually ever was a time to suspend Ohtani, it'd be this year. He's half the man that they paid him to be. He's just going to be a DH. I don't know. I really just, everything that comes out from it, I was reading an article during a break, and there's just so much I don't know about, I guess. There's some of these names I don't even want to speak on because I don't know. But there's just it's just, you don't need to know that much. You can just use common sense. You could just think about it yourself if you've ever gambled or ever dealt with this stuff. And I have. I was gambling before it was legal when I was young, getting in trouble with that type of stuff. I was gambling as soon as it was available in New Jersey on the app. I've set limits. Like, they have to, I don't know, they have to do better as far as making sure this stuff doesn't go on. And I'm just having a hard time thinking that Ohtani is this angel, this saint, that wants all of this privacy for what? And he just is completely oblivious because all this guy does is spend time in the batting cage. He has no idea what's going on with his money. And that's what they want you to believe, right? Even all the stories that came out about, there was a story that came out about how Shohei Ohtani's mother doesn't take money from him. Does she accept gifts? I'm sure she accepts gifts for her birthday, Christmas, Mother's Day. I'm sure he can have a pretty nice gift sent to her or brought to her himself. But they tried to paint the picture like, okay, Ohtani is just not a money guy. He is a money guy. He's got more money than anybody in baseball as far as like their yearly, like what he makes globally from advertisers on top of his contract, the guy's printing money. And there's so many people that I feel like that benefit from that, that make money off of him. And you got to have a financial advisor, at least one. You got to have at least one guy to be like, hold on. This is very inconsistent. No, you had to be involved. I just, because with these wire transfers and with these banks, dude, like you got, everybody that's a grown man or woman listening knows you can't do anything with your, I lost my credit card in Tampa, bro. It took me, I couldn't cancel it on the app. I couldn't cancel it over the phone. I had to go into a Bank of America in Tampa, sit down with them. My wife's like, we got to go. I'm like, yeah, this is taking longer than I thought. They had to call somebody. You have to give them everything. You have to give them your first name, last name, your address, your social security number. They're going to ask about every address you ever had. They're going to ask about a random family member. Like, there's just too many hoops to jump through. I don't believe it. Billy's in East Islip. Billy, you're on the Fan.
AM, PM to AM, what a great show. I really appreciate and enjoy your show when I listen.
Thanks.
You know when the truth's going to come out is when the federal government puts the screws to the bookmaker. Because you know what? He's got the records. They got the wire transfers proving that he's got the money. So they're all going to go put the screws to him. I think the truth will come out, whether Ohtani's telling the truth or the bookmaker's telling the truth. But it's going to come out when they put the screws to him because he's got more to lose than anybody.
Yeah, I think the only way we see MLB punish him is if they don't have a choice, if they can't save him. If it comes down to something like really like that's just bigger than baseball, bigger than like really illegal, who knows? Because now everybody's going to be under investigation and where they tried to lie and cover some things up, the inconsistencies are going to show.
But look at it. Why would a bookmaker carry somebody for $4.5 million knowing that they're just a translator?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. It's like
especially an illegal bookmaker. It's not legal in the state of California.
Yeah, and I mean
too many variables.
Yeah, there's
too many variables.
And I don't know. Eventually, are we going to get a 60 Minutes on Shohei Ohtani? I remember watching the 60 Minutes where they called him the Japanese Babe Ruth. Thanks for the call, Billy. Are we going to get the 60 Minutes where he comes clean and says, you know what, I don't know. I thought because we were doing this illegally back home, you know, we could get away with it, and this was just a much larger thing. I don't think so, though. Like, I guess maybe because the way that, we don't know anything about Shohei Ohtani, honestly, but the way that they paint him out to be leads you to believe that this guy doesn't know the difference between an under, over, money line, spread. Like, he doesn't know any of that stuff. And we are in the age of misinformation. If you start reading X, Twitter, even Instagram, there's just so many different things and so many people saying he's guilty, he did this. Like, I fell into the rabbit hole of reading that thread where they lined up the games that Shohei did not play well and the bets that were made somewhere. And it's like, obviously I don't believe all of that because where did this guy get all that information from? But it's just like, what I do believe is there's just no way $4.5 million goes missing, and you're just unaware until now, and you were unaware the day before all this broke. It's just, no, you just didn't have your lies in order. So, okay, whatever. No publicity is bad publicity. Again, there's no such thing as bad publicity. This is all good for baseball because you know what? We're talking about baseball. People have been talking about baseball for a week now since they had the Soul Series that people started off saying, oh, this is stupid. Major League Baseball fumbling their prized possession, Shohei Ohtani's opening up the season in Korea. They're dumb. They don't get it. No, they get it. They get it. They're crossing off countries. They're bringing the game to places it's never been. They're crossing off places off the list so that those Korean fans now have that experience where they have Korean baseball out there. And now that they have that experience, they're more locked in to Shohei Ohtani. They were even giving Shohei Ohtani's wife the Taylor Swift treatment, flashing the camera to her. She hadn't existed. How come we didn't know anything about your girl, Shohei? She just popped up. I don't know, man. I don't know, man. More information's going to come out. We're about to start learning everything about this guy. It's interesting. My guy Dom in East Rochester on the Fan. Dom, how you feeling about our Yankees?
I'm feeling okay, KM. I'll get right there. But, KM, come on. You're better than that. Tacos out of town? Come on.
You know, it's like, I don't even want to. It was a mistake. I'm trying to eat healthy. I'm like, let's go with the fish. All right, the fish tacos, and I'm just almost sure that's what got me. Even Paul, before I could even say, he was like, fish? And I'm like, yeah, I think I had some fish that probably wasn't stored correctly, wasn't cooked correctly, and thrown together. It was at the bottom of the menu. Like, people probably never order these fish tacos.
Live and learn. Live and learn. So I'm glad that Jackson made it a
he was eating Cheerios and had some mac and cheese.
You should have stuck with that. All right, listen, before I get to play ball, you know, first of all, it's only $4.5 million. You know, what's a big deal?
You know, only $4.5 million that could go missing underneath your nose, and you don't know about it at all until the guy you hang out with all day, every day. Like,
Keith, this could be fixed in 5 minutes. Let me tell you how. All that's got to happen is Manfred step in, tell the FBI to get lost, step aside, offer him immunity like he did before, and just say, tell us the truth. But don't worry, we won't do anything to you. We didn't do anything to the Astros.
We'll punish the Dodgers. We'll take some picks away from the Dodgers in international pool money.
You know, let's move on. Let me tell you this, Keith, all kidding aside, you may not agree with me. You don't always. If this was a New York Yankee, it would be an open and shut case already. The guy would be in solitary confinement in Alcatraz.
I mean, Pete Rose sucks, but he came out and said it. He said, if I had an interpreter, I would have got off scot-free. If this was an American, if this was an American that had to get in front of cameras and speak English, or an American that just there's no American player that would have been able to lose $4.5 million gambling and it come out and him be able to throw his hands up his arm. I don't know.
I really believe this. And I'll throw the Mets in, too. If it was the Yankees or the Mets, if it was in New York, be an open and shut case, just like Herman was an open and shut case, and that would be the end of it, and our guy would be suspended forever, and that's that. You know, I don't think this guy gambled on baseball or anything, but, you know.
He's connected to something, gambling. A lot of money, too, illegally.
Of course he did something.
He signed off on something, Dom. We know that. There's no way your bank information, just your name alone, everybody knows. There's no way that goes through without you confirming over the phone or something that you agreed to this. Yes, send it.
Well, it was like they said about Rose's players, that day after day after day after day after day, that the players were stupid. They didn't know he was gambling. I mean, come on, you know. And so, I mean, can Ohtani possibly be that stupid or that arrogant? No, it's impossible. But anyway, listen, let's play ball, right? Two more days. Let's just play ball. Couple of things, Keith. You know, obviously, like anybody else, I'm worried about Cole. I'm really worried, Keith, that this isn't going to end well for us this year, that he comes out and, you know, I hate to even say the rest of it, but you know where I'm going with that, and it just scares the hell out of me, and then he's not available for us until well in the next season. But
yeah,
you
it's
know.
Our reality. It sucks, but it is our reality as Yankees fans. That we cannot bank on what Gerrit Cole can be this year. It changes what you thought about with this team now and into next year, and I don't know.
Yeah, you know, Keith, I don't know if you've agreed with me, and that's okay, but I'm a Monty guy. because I saw Monty coming along. I saw Monty becoming a pitcher. The big problem with Monty early on was he got the two strikes. He couldn't get the third one. But he kind of corrected that and worked on that. And, you know, Cashman, just listen, swallow your pride. Say you're sorry and overpay him. Get his wife's job back in New York and get Hal involved, at least like he did with Judge, and just say, listen, get this done. We need this guy. Keith, one thing, I'm going to give you, you know, a key guy. I know Soto's there and Judge. You know a guy that I really think has got to shine for us in order for us to make any noise? I think it's Torres. I think Torres has got to make some noise for us and, you know, keep his head out of where the sun don't shine would help some of the time. But I think that could be a key. And, you know, he probably should be somewhere near the top of the order, if not right at the top of the order. And I'm really hoping for the best for him. We know what Soto's going to do. We know if Judge is healthy, what he's going to do. We don't know what Stanton's going to do, but he's a little girl with the curl, isn't he? You know, the other day with the three home runs. But
I was there. I was out there.
Even the first baseman, you know, if he's healthy, he'll hit. Torres is a key to me. So for now, play ball Thursday. Torres, get going, and Cashman, do your job for a change. And go get Montgomery, will you? It's only for a couple of years. I guess they only want a couple of years. Pay them what the hell they want. Forget about it.
That's what Boris' clients have defaulted into. Thanks for the call, Dom. 877-337-6666. I mean, a few things. We all know as Yankees fans that Jordan Montgomery left and he grew up, right? We used to call him Gumby, and that was like a younger nickname that he didn't like. And with Monty, when he actually came back from his Tommy John surgery and he showed us a little flashes of being what I would call grown man Monty, I'm like, okay, this is a young guy in our system growing up, becoming what he's supposed to be. Well, he actually didn't realize who he was and who he could be until the Yankees traded him for a center fielder in a walking boot. And then he goes to St. Louis, and I'm blanking on the St. Louis Cardinals pitching coach. They have a good pitching coach in St. Louis. They get with him, and they say, yeah, we want you to throw that fastball. We want you to pitch like this. We want you to. And he finds it. So much so, Yankee fans remember watching him pitch against our lineup. Back-to-back years dominated us. And Mike Maddux, I'm thinking of. I think Mike Maddux is who I'm thinking of. Anyway, with Jordan Montgomery, the Yankees mismanaged him as far as they didn't want him to throw his fastball when he was here. And then I just remember the pace of play just seemed slower, and that was before the pitch clock. And I always referred to him as he would get the DeGrom treatment, right? The Yankees wouldn't score runs for him. Whatever. That's all in the past, man. I feel like you're going to need another arm. You're going to need a couple arms if we just look at the Yankees' past history. If we just look at the fact that with adding Gerrit Cole missing to Michael King, Domingo Germán, who we'll talk about later, Domingo Germán is signed with the Pirates, and he's talking about his drinking, which he doesn't think is a problem, and he detailed what happened last year when he trashed the Yankees clubhouse. Anyway, Domingo Germán, Luis Severino, Johnny Brito, Randy Vasquez, just to replace 600 innings, like you're going to need more than Marcus Stroman, who pitched a half a season, Carlos Rodon, who pitched a half a season last year, and Nestor Cortez, who pitched half a season last year. 877-337-6666. I have this like sigh of just like, here we go again. This sigh of like, yeah, we were all hyped up and excited, but I mean, just going off of what we know, it's been 15 years since they even made it to the last World Series and won it. It's hard to win the World Series, man. And injuries are going to happen. Nobody can avoid them. And we're already saying that, oh, we're banking on this guy or this guy. There's just a lot of hopes and ifs, and that's just not a solid foundation. And even with the roster breaking camp and what we're looking at right now, I think, like, I don't think they're going to make a trade for a utility infielder. Maybe they try and pick up somebody off the scrap. I thought they were going to go get Tony Kemp. Of course, he signs with the Orioles. But I think they're going to bank on, oh, DJ will be back in a couple weeks. We're good. And it's like, not for nothing, DJ hasn't been that effective the last couple years. That's not solid. It's just not solid ground. Next thing you know, Judge tweaks something. He's out. And you've got Trent Grisham in center field every day. You've got Oswaldo Cabrera playing every day. And it's like, wait, this isn't it. 877-337-6666. We'll talk Mets when we come back. Keep McPherson on the fan.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And BRB.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
She is gone. It's a grand slam. Swung on, hit in the air to right field. It is high. It is far. It is gone. His third home run of the game. A Judgian blast to right field.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
New York City, it's good to be back. As I was riding in the Uber back from Newark Airport and looking at the city last night, I think the Empire State Building was blue and white. Not exactly sure what for, but immediately I thought about the Yankees and the season coming up and about the Mets as well. And how much we care about baseball right here, how this is supposed to be the mecca of baseball. And I mean, MLB office and the MLB store is here, and both fan bases here, and the history of baseball here. And obviously, the Brooklyn Dodgers and the New York Giants. And you know how once baseball starts, I mean, it's 7 months nonstop of games, reaction, conversation. And you got to love that. That's not the case everywhere. You know, being down in Tampa, you see Yankee fans. Obviously, there's a ton of Yankee fans, but I mean, I also ran into some of the Phillies fans that are in St. Pete, and I think Tigers fans and Pirates fans, and I wanted to ride out to Cool Today Park to see where the Braves play. It's a little further away, but like, you see the fan bases of other teams descend on Tampa, and of course, you see a couple TB hats here and there, but like, the Tampa Bay Rays, as I rode out to St. Pete, and I still have never been to that ballpark, and I don't care to go. I am on a conquest to see them all. Eventually, I'll go there. I'd rather them knock it down and build a new place. But I just realized, I'm like, man, if you like baseball, if you love the game, and you like following baseball, like, you're in the spot in New York. And I know we're going to talk about the NFL later, but like, I can't do a whole show on Woody Johnson and John Mara and Rob Sala and Brian Daboll and who they might draft and the mistakes that they made. For like, I know you can. I definitely could if I wanted to, but not as we're about to go into the start of another baseball season where I feel like we should come together right now. We'll be at odds. Before we know it, the Subway Series will come, and we'll be at each other's necks and, you know, hate each other again and all that. But right now, we want one, really two, at least one of these teams to be a competitive winning team, get back to the postseason. So New York is hosting a postseason game. In the last few years, there's been too many postseasons that New York has not been represented, the mecca of baseball. And we want to be proud of our baseball teams. We want to be excited to go to the ballpark. We want that experience of going with our friends and family to see our team circling the calendar. Hey, this is the game we got tickets for. I'll meet you here. We're doing this, this, and this, making a day out of it. And I know some people only get to go once a year to the ballpark, but watch at home every single day. And other people are blessed to go every single day that have season tickets. There's a lot of different fans and fandom and all of that. But man, when you put together the Yankee fans and the Mets fans, there's no other place like it. I mean, damn sure not Chicago or L.A. or even like Baltimore, D.C. It's not close. It's not close as far as the passion and the attention we pay to the Mets and the Yankees. And with that being said, you know, the Yankees, you're not fooling anybody. We see everything. I mean, the Yankee fan base is split on everything, but we see everything. We know everything about the roster and who's here and who's not here. And as I look at the Mets, and I said we're going to talk about the Mets, when I look at the Mets' schedule out the gate, I'm like, okay, the Mets have an opportunity here to win some games like right away and build that bandwagon, build that early sentiment of like, okay, this isn't a punt season. We can win. And they still have so many pieces of the team that won 101 games. And I feel like the last move adding J.D. Martinez just really makes the fan base say, okay, this isn't as bad as we thought. 877-337-6666. And again, with the Yankees, I feel like the Yankees have come down from, we got Juan Soto. Oh, my God. It's Juan Soto and Aaron Judge. Yeah, potentially a compromised Aaron Judge. Stay healthy, Judge, please, if you can. Don't want you running too much in center field. Don't want you swinging too hard. Oh, go. Garrett Cole, you got to be kidding me. We lose Garrett Cole. And now you have to put Luis Gil off of injury. Who knows how many innings he'll be able to give you this year. It's just not a solid foundation. So all of the talk about, that's why I waited. The over and unders came out. And I don't think I've really stood on any, you know, proclamations or given you any takes. I guess I'll do it tomorrow. But, you know, I think the over and under came out for the Yankees at like 93.5 wins in the beginning of spring training. I'm like, wait, we don't know what's going to happen when these guys start throwing. It is tradition. It is something that happens, whether it's Luis Severino, Carlos Rodon. Now, of course, just our luck, it's Garrett Cole in a 1 year where it's Juan Soto for 1 year, Alex Verdugo for 1 year, Gleyber Torres will be a free agent, Clay Holmes, oh, Anthony Rizzo, probably gone. And now you don't have your starting third baseman and DJ. Add him to the list. And you're paying $6 million to Josh Donaldson. He's out of the league. You can use him now. You could pop Josh Donaldson in at third base. You could actually use him now. You're going to be paying him to play golf. 877-337-6666. Right now, I think the Yankees' expectations and the Mets' expectations for wins got to be, I don't know, if the over-under was set for the Yankees at 93.5 before the Cole injury, that's got to be lower. The Mets, I think, were in the 80s somewhere. I think these teams, you got to be looking at these teams as teams that can win a little more than 85 games and be a postseason team. as of right now, nobody knows what's going to happen. Don is in Linden, New Jersey on the Fan. Go for it, Don.
Yeah, how are you? I've thought since the beginning of spring training, and I belong to a Mets group on Facebook, that there's a core of them who have been predicting the Mets to win 62 to 75 games, which is just ludicrous.
No.
My mindset is this. The Mets won 102 games, counting the one playoff game 2 years ago, and they won 75 last year. With the return of Diaz, the addition of J.D. Martinez, plus their overall their offense, which is just, I think the Mets have a top three offense in the National League.
Marte is back. You're gonna put Harrison Bader in the nine spot. Francisco Alvarez is going to be a year better after his debut last year. Right. Pete Alonso's trying to get paid.
You know, the kid Alvarez could hit 25 or 30. He hit 25 last year in 120 games.
Right.
And I like Bader's defense, Nimmo's defense, Lindor's defense. Pete is getting better with the glove. Yeah, we have a big hole at third base. I hope this kid learns how to catch because I think he can hit, baby. That's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard people say that the Mets, they've added, the rotation is worse than bad. My God,
no.
We could have two aces. We could.
No, it's not the worst in baseball. Luis Severino, if healthy, which he seems to be healthy, he's not a bum. He was hurt last year. He was tipping pitches last year. It was a tough spot for him to come back and have to try and save the Yankees, and the Yankees didn't seem to give him much help. They just kept rolling him out there. I think he's going to be better. Kodai Senga, we'll see what happens with his return. Sean Manaea, I mean, just 2 years ago, Yankee fans, myself included, were like, hey, let's get Sean Manaea from Oakland. Adrian Hauser, Jose Quintana. I think you'll have enough pitching, and then the bullpen won't absolutely blow it. It won't be, I don't know, Brigham and Leon and whoever else was coming out of the Mets bullpen last year where I was like, they don't stand a chance. That bullpen's going to be improved. You're going to hand the ball to Edwin Diaz at some point, whether it's the eighth inning or ninth inning. If you have a lead, you feel pretty good about it with that guy taking the ball.
Mm-hmm. You know, go back to 2015, and Matt Harvey hadn't pitched in a year plus. He was a huge question mark. Mets over-under was 81, and they won 90 and went to the World Series. Severino was in the same position as Matt Harvey was then. And I think the Mets this year have a substantially more potent offense, even though Cespedes was tremendous and Daniel Murphy. I like the Mets' chances if they can get into the postseason to make another run. I really do.
Thanks for the call, Don. I'm not going to disagree with you. And I think we're looking at both these teams with the injuries and with the expectations now. They've kind of leveled out, in my opinion. I think now more Mets fans think, hey, this team can challenge and be a wild card team. And now more Yankee fans are like, oh, man, without Cole, there's no guarantee with this rotation. We hope that they, you know, hit enough to make the postseason.
Yeah, as a Mets, I'm the other way. I think I'm actually surprised they signed J.D. Martinez because that really doesn't fit their structure and how they handled the offseason.
So what?
I think I did catch a clip
of Big Mac talking about the plan. Shout out to Big Mac. How they went away from the plan. So what? What did I just say about why I can't get into John Mara and Woody Johnson? What they say and what they do are two different things.
Then why don't they deviate from the plan and go sign Jordan Montgomery?
Because they don't have to do what you want them to do.
I'm asking. We're smart baseball
people. And the
people.
Way that they structured that deal for J.D. Martinez is completely different than what they'd have to do for Jordan Montgomery.
Do Mets fans realize they have five middle-of-the-rotation guys as their five starters? They don't have an ace. They don't have a two. They have
on
three,
paper, in your
four,
mind,
and
these,
five.
These
yes.
guys these guys can show up and
no, it's not
play
even
above
on,
their heads.
It's not even on paper. It's what they've done previously in their career. Jose Quintana has never been an ace. Adrian Hauser, Tyler McGill, Severino, Manaea.
David Stearns.
I hope I'm wrong. I'm a Mets fan. I really, really, really hope I'm wrong. But I do not see this happening at all.
Making the postseason.
No, I don't think they're good enough for it. I just don't think they're good enough. Okay. I hope I'm wrong. Maybe they trade for a starter.
You might be right. No,
maybe they trade for a starter. I think, listen, I love the fact they got J.D. Martinez.
Yeah.
It just pisses me off that they didn't go out and get more guys. Because getting J.D. Martinez is a win-now move. Why didn't they treat it like that?
I think getting J.D. Martinez is a we should have done this last year move, and it fell into our lap this year. We kind of have to. There was mutual interest for weeks.
Of course, of course.
So it's like, come on. And the way they structured the deal with the deferred money, it's like, this is a free, this is almost a free bet.
Took a page from the Dodgers book.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, all teams should start doing, but.
Of course they are. It's a copycat league. All right, yeah, let's kick some of this money down the road. Steve Cohen. You think David Stearns isn't going to play with Steve Cohen's money like that? Steve Cohen's not ever going out of business losing money. He's like, yeah, we can pay these guys years later. I don't know. I am more optimistic about where the Mets ceiling is than I am optimistic about where the Yankees floor is. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
I don't think the Yankees are going to be a 500 ball club, be 82 and 80 again, because that was trash.
Right.
That was one of the worst seasons any of us have seen. Roller coaster. And I don't know how anybody has taken last year and applying it to this year, because it's a complete different team. But I just know, man, pressure is tough, right? Somebody's got to be the whipping boy. I keep saying that, right? It's not. There's no Joey Gallo. There's no Aaron Hicks. There's no Josh Donaldson. The first guy that slumps in pinstripes is going to hear it. It just is what it is.
Well, and again, and you said it earlier, the injury bug is going to be the biggest thing.
They lead the league in IL stints. You can't convince me that my Yankees are going to go out there and have the same guys in the lineup, same guys in the field every day. It just, I haven't seen it.
Right. It's already Gerrit Cole. I think Yankee fans are going to, for all the good he's done, LeMahieu gets hurt every single year. I mean,
most Yankee fans are already done with him. They call him LeGround out. DJ is a guy that I loved when he joined the Yankees, because I'm like, this is what we need more of.
The machine emoji. I get it. And when he's on, you know he's on, because he's that good of a hitter. But the guy never can stay on the field.
He's older now. And right, he fouls a ball off his foot. It's like, here we go. And they don't have reinforcements for that. They don't have the proper backup for that. All right, let's take a break. If you guys are on hold, stay on hold. Thanks for holding. I promise I'm going to get to you guys faster. The faster we break, the sooner I can do that. So let's pay the bills, play some other sounds, keep McPherson on the fan. I'll be right back.
When this happened, you talked about it on the fan.
Although things are going to change next year, we're going to move across the street. There are a few things with the New York Yankees that never change. That's pride, it's tradition, and most of all, we have the greatest fans in the world.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, yeah. Still rocking. Keith McPherson on the Fan with some breaking news. While we were doing other things, it comes across my timeline that a guy that we've mentioned tonight, no, not Ipe, Jordan Montgomery, has signed. Not with your Mets, not with your Yankees, but with those snakes. The Arizona Diamondbacks, who actually lost to this guy in the World Series, said, yeah, we could use a guy like that. Let's wait, let's wait, let's wait, let's wait till the price comes all the way down. It's a one-year deal for $25 million with a vesting option for $25 million in the second year if he starts 10 games in 2024. 877-337-6666. I'm sorry, man. I just was talking about how they traded this guy away for the Mets' current center fielder that came over in a walking boot, how he went and got with Mike Maddox or whoever it was that got him straightened out in St. Louis, and he became grown man Monty, shoved against the Yankees back-to-back years, beat the Yankees back-to-back years, gets traded at the deadline, goes and joins Chris Young and the Bruce Bochy-led Texas Rangers, really stands on business, becomes grown man Monty, wins a ring, which he wasn't going to do here. You know, they take the picture all gloating and laughing and smiling. Who was it? It was Nate Eovaldi, Aroldis Chapman. Was Andrew Heaney in that picture as well with Jordan Montgomery? All the former Yankees, like, ha, 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 ha. 27-time world champs. Oh, boy. One year, $25 million. I mean, that's not that bad against the luxury tax if you're all in. but maybe you're not actually all in. If you're desperate, you go make that deal. I don't know. I'm not going to be that guy. I had the show where I said, are you really that desperate? They're not desperate. And I don't think Monty was taking that deal to come back to the Yankees. He don't want to be a Yankee. He's closed that chapter in his life. And I think there's a ton of ego at play with the Yankees all the time. I don't think that they were actually crawling back to him. I think they were like, whatever, here's the deal, we'll do. And that's not how it works. Here's the deal, we'll do. That's what the report's like. Oh, the Yankees have talked to his agent and gave the offer that they were willing to do. No, the Arizona Diamondbacks, who got all the way to the World Series and lost last year, who have to face Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers, who have to face a reloaded Giants team, who know in their own division they have to survive to be a wild card team, to even be healthy enough and get hot enough at the right time to do it again, you need pitching. You always need pitching. Doesn't matter if you have Zach Gallen. Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who else they have. You can always add. And if a guy like Jordan Montgomery is just hanging around a couple days before opening day, a team that's serious about winning, that made it to the World Series last year, they're going to go get it done to bring that guy to Arizona. And, I mean, that's how it goes. I didn't know the Giants were going to end up with Blake Snell. They waited around. I know the Arizona. All the people that do the destinations for where these free agents are going to land, no, they didn't have that. You wait till the final hour and you strike. So Jordan Montgomery, former Yankee that we thought could potentially come back to the Yankees or be a Met, is now going to the NL West to compete with the Arizona Diamondbacks, Corbin Carroll, and the rest of those characters out there as they try to survive against the Giants, against the Dodgers, and get back to another World Series. I mean, I wouldn't count them out for being in the mix. And as we talk about the Mets' chances, right, and as I talk about this Mets team and this Yankees team, as I'm looking at both of them as a 80-some, a little bit over 85-win wildcard team, you know, there's a team that we're probably projecting as a wild card team that made it as a wild card team all the way to the World Series. There's a team saying, we want to get back. We're serious about winning. We want to add reinforcements. Jordan Montgomery's proven. He's a champ. We could use a big lefty like that. Jordan Montgomery himself said, big lefties don't grow on trees. Well, Brian Cashman seemed to think so. Went and paid $162 million for Carlos Rodon. Let's go, Los. Let's go, Los. Big year, baby. Keith McPherson on the Fan. 2 hours down? We're rolling. All right. 877-337-6666. We got a break, do the update, and we'll be right back.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.